I think it really is an honor to preach with these brothers. I think it is. I think higher of them than any men in the whole world. And though the whole world don't know about them, I know about them, and I feel blessed to know about them. And this really doesn't have nothing to do with us. You know that? I don't know why we think it does.
It's all about him, Rick Russell.
It's all about him.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what's happened to us, really. Everything is the internet and a following.
Yeah, God help us.
There's nothing there for people, really.
Amen.
It happens to us. We get so cold, don't we? We get so hardened. We come in here and just play games sometimes, don't we?
We do.
I come in here and I just checked my little box off. I went to church.
Yep.
Move the conscience.
Unmoved. I feel the exact same as I did when I come in.
Unappreciated.
In Luke chapter 19 and verse number 41. Before I pray that this message would put us in a spirit of prayer before we sing and worship the Lord and Brother Garrett preaches, I pray that this would provoke us to a spirit of prayer and that we'd be in the right manner of spirit to receive the Word of God at the closing of this service. And God will provoke us to prayer. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 41. Pray God will provoke us to prayer.
Bless you, Brother Tyler.
Sometimes that I know I need to be more a certain way for the usefulness of the Spirit, and I can't bring myself there. No matter how hard I try, no matter how much I try to examine myself and see that I need Christ, I can't humble myself as much as I need to be humble. There's an inability in me. There's an inability to even do it. There's an inability to even seek God the way He needs to be sought after. So I even need God to help me seek God.
Amen.
And verse number 41 in Luke chapter 19.
Yes, sir.
And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. And wept over it. I want to preach this morning a simple message, a call to weep over our community.
Amen.
A call to weep over our community. And I will toss aside all formal types of preaching this morning and preach briefly from this verse what I believe it is that we are called to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not preaching about New York.
No.
Or California, I'm preaching about this place.
Yes.
About us. And I'll toss aside. Makes me sick to my stomach about the times I've walked away from this pulpit and just felt satisfied that everything was said right. All the poets said, God, we need to be breathed upon by the Spirit.
Amen.
Have something done in us to change our own heart.
Amen.
If this is the worst preaching I've ever done in my life today, and God breathes upon us, I'd rather have that than anything else.
Amen.
Father, help me. God, my heart.
Lord, it in our heart.
It's like stone, God. I pray, God, you move upon me, Lord.
God.
I pray, God, you provoke us into prayer. I pray, God, that you do something, Lord, inside our heart, God. That we can hear, Lord, your God, the message, Lord, that awaits us, dear God, this morning, Lord. Father, with a humble heart. God, that we may worship you, Lord, and toss aside all these games, God. Toss aside, Lord, all of this fakeness, Lord. These costumes we wear, God, in this world. That you, God, you move upon my heart, God. God, I pray you breathe upon me and help me, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Jesus enters into Jerusalem. He's riding on an ass's colt where a man has never sat. He's fulfilling the prophecy of the Word of God as the Messiah. And then in verse number 38, he hears them call out, King, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. And the other, verses, listen, in the Gospels, they cried Hosanna, adoring the Lord. But in that very place, he heard adoring and praising of his name. But it wouldn't be much longer after this moment that he would hear, crucify him and let his blood be on us and our children. Jerusalem was an unstable place.
Yeah.
And we're unstable in this world. And listen today, but Jesus came nigh unto the city and he beheld it. He looked upon it. They say that maybe he was standing at the top of the Mount of Olives and he seen Jerusalem and he overlooked it. And this word wept. Listen, what it means is not an internal, just an internal weeping, but an internal weeping that causes an external weeping that he wailed over the city. I believe whenever Jesus stood and he beheld that city, I believe all Jerusalem can hear him weep, can hear him cry, can hear him scream, can hear him agonize before his Father. I believe that he wailed with all of his being and by the power of the Spirit that all in Jerusalem could hear his crying. Listen, what manner did he behold Jerusalem? How did he look at him? Did he look at him in indignation? Did he look at him with frustration? No, he looked at him in compassion and mercy that filled his heart. And because, listen, he beheld them in this way, what did it result in? It resulted in the eyes of the Lamb of God that be filled with tears. There was compassion in his heart. And because of that, there was tears in his eyes. What I'm preaching about, listen, this morning, is that Christ came and beheld that city. Listen, and he wept over it. I'm not talking about a weeping this morning that you can conjure up from your own heart. I'm not talking about a weeping this morning that you do just to satisfy the eyes of the man behind this pulpit. I'm talking about a weeping that is the result of the inward working of the Spirit. That moves upon us and breaks our heart. I'm calling us this morning. Over Little Robinson Creek, Burgee, Doran, and Pikeville, for us to behold it as Jesus did and to weep over it. To weep over it.
Tell it, Tyler.
First of all, we must weep for ourselves.
Yeah.
Weep for ourselves. This is one thing that Jesus did not have to do. He did not have to weep for his own being because he's perfect without spot. But this is not us. We must begin with weeping over ourselves before we can weep over our Jerusalem, before we can weep over our city. We must behold ourselves and weep over ourselves.
Amen.
Weep because our heart is so hard. Weep because we are so callous. Charles Spurgeon would say, I weep because I cannot weep. I cry because I cannot cry. We need to cry because we think we don't need to cry. We need to weep because we think we do not need to weep. Weep because I can't weep. I would that I gush tears down from the depths of my soul. But I can't. Weep until I can weep. Weep for my old hearted heart. Weep for being so prideful and so consumed with my life and consumed with myself. Weep because I do not pray as I ought to pray. Weep because I have sin in my life that's not been cast down. Weep for the sin that's not been rooted out by the Spirit. Weep for what is in me that's not like Christ. Weep because I do not love Jesus as I ought to love Jesus. Weep because I don't love His Word as I ought to love His Word. Weep because I am not as I ought to be. Weep for my heart and heart.
Amen. Amen. So true.
Weep that I'm not more like Christ. Weep that I'm not burdened to pray. Cry until I can cry. Weep for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us, brother.
Weep that I can come inside of a church and raise my hands to God and have jealousy and hatred in my heart.
Yeah.
Weep that I can come inside the house of God and play games with the church and the preacher and not have holiness in my life.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah,
good preacher, brother.
We know more about television shows and social media and about who is the hottest next thing in Hollywood. Because we know more of this world than we know of Christ and the gospel. Weep for our own heart. Weep that I stand inside of a store and judge the person next to me. Weep that I don't share the gospel with my neighbors. Weep that I do not love the people of God as much as I do love the people of God. Weep for myself. Weep that we become these hard and critical, hateful beings that do not show Christ.
Amen. You're right, brother.
I should weep every time I stood behind a pulpit and melted out a sermon and ever had the power of God upon my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Weep for all the times that I'd rather have the adorn and my brothers and sisters at your sermon than them not be filled with the conviction and working of the Spirit.
Amen.
Weep that we come inside of a church and our hearts are not affected and we're cold and numb and walk out the door and eat our meals and go home and are not changed.
Amen. God have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, God. Right.
Weep for our false religious system in this community.
Yeah.
Weep for it.
Oh, right.
Verse 39, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. When they praised him, they said, tell him to shut up.
Yeah.
Verses 45 through 46, and he went into the temple, began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought, saying unto them, it is written, my house is the house of prayer.
Yes.
Be ye have made it a den of thieves.
Oh, yes.
Weep that inside of the local churches of this community. I listen that we brag about the knowledge of God. We brag that we're the Bible Belt and know. There's so many verses and so many scriptures. And yet we hate the Word of God when it's preached in prayer and resisted inside our hearts. We've got preachers that are trying to mix their preaching in their pulpit and their pornography together. We've got people who care more about dressing for the lust of those who are in the congregation than to cover their bodies.
And
we've got people, listen, who shout Hosanna to God from the pew, and listen, are in filth and sin and wickedness. Listen, weep that we've got people, listen, who stay inside of churches just for their own sinful lust and desires.
Come true, brother. You're right.
Weep that we come to church looking more for a boyfriend or a girlfriend than the forgiveness of Jesus. Weep that we come to church more for a dollar bill than for the spiritual power of God upon our lives and families.
Amen. Amen. 100%.
Yeah. Weep that we ask for prayer inside of a service and we never pray at homes. Weep because we amen the preacher. And listen, we have a hatred for God's man and God's people in our hearts.
So true, brother. You're right.
We stand and we make noise.
Oh, yeah.
We make noise, and when we leave, we make noise that sounds like the world.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
We wear costumes and faces.
Yeah.
Right, brother.
Weep.
Tell it.
Weep because we love the feeling of being hyper spiritual, wonderful Christians. And yet when we leave the church, we're hateful to our families and our neighbors. And we never read scripture. And all we do is watch film and let our children stay on our devices for 10 hours a day. And never have the blessed joy of God in our homes.
Amen. Amen.
And come to church and play.
Yeah.
We're so used to men swapping wives and having, listen, foolishness and filth inside the assembly of God.
Amen.
Weep for our false religious system.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We love our church clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And get patted on the back.
Yeah.
We'll come to this service. We'll bow our head and pray.
Yeah.
But there's no prayer inside your home now.
None, brother. It's true.
Right.
Tell it. So true. Tell it.
You treat your spouse awful. You ignore your kids. You're so consumed with your buddies on Facebook and Messenger and everything else. You are a fake.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us.
Preaching time.
Come in here and play games.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tell it.
And how are we to look at it? In anger. Yeah. Our hearts should be shattered to a trillion pieces that Jesus is being portrayed the way He is inside the local churches.
Amen. You're right.
This community doesn't mean just for me to battle them and talk about how wrong they are, but I should weep tears that our children sitting in churches are being taught such falsehood and leading such wickedness and such shame. Paul said, I tell you now, even weeping, they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
They are, brother.
When I speak of false prophets and I speak of, listen, the sin and spiritualism that goes on inside these local churches, my heart should be broken. That children that are my children's age are sitting inside of these places and seeing these things take place.
God help us.
Oh, yes.
God help us, Lord.
Yes.
You say, that's not me.
That's serious business.
You say, that's not me. Your spouse goes to another room, you marry somebody else's husband and wife, and you come and you praise the Lord, and you think, God don't accept that.
No way.
It ain't happening.
Never will.
You say, that's not me. Well, we come in here and sing Jesus Loves Me and shake people's hands. We go out there, we act like devils.
Yeah.
No love, no compassion.
Serious business, buddy.
It's false.
Yeah.
Firehouse preaching, buddy.
Traditionalism.
Yes.
Rituals.
You're right.
You said it right there, rituals.
Thirdly,
tell it, Tyler.
Weep for what they do not possess.
Amen.
My heart aches because I'm preaching this to you. I know that what needs to be, that what I desire to be in your heart, it's not even in my own.
Yeah.
My God, I wish it was.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. We're trying to help us out, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, saying, if thou hadst known even now at the least in this thy day the things which belong unto thy peace. Jesus stood over that city and He said, if you only knew what I desire to give you. He weeped for what they could have had but did not have.
Right.
Amen.
Weep that there are homes. They don't know what it's like to sit around a table and talk about how much they love one another. They don't know what it's like to kiss their children and lay down at night and there be peace and not fighting and bickering and chaos. They don't know what it's like because Christ's banner doesn't wave over their home. Weep because there's depression that sucks their life out because they don't know God. Weep because they don't have the joy of the Holy Ghost. Weep because they don't have the guidance of the Word of God. Weep because they have no assurance. It's no peace. A weep because they're without Christ.
Amen.
And they do not have what we have.
Right. Didn't have to be that way. Didn't have to be that way, did it?
Weep because in this community they have cars. They have nice clothes.
Yeah.
They have popularity. But they don't have Christ.
So true.
Wait, because they go home and have the fruits of the flesh, but not the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Wait, because they've never felt the presence of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Wait, because they've never felt the humbling and enabling power of God.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, because they've never seen His mercy, His forgiveness, and His love and His compassion.
Oh,
wait, because their sins are not forgiven.
Weep.
We're the very ones who should be full of compassion and mercy, and yet we're the very ones who walk through these streets and hinder sinners from coming to Christ.
You're right.
Because as long as we got to come in and people see us, amen, and the sound doctrine of our pastor, that's good enough for us. We desire the praise of men, but not the praise of God. It's not enough to be in a doctrinal church.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for so long that when I heard the truth,
tell it, buddy.
It would make me smart, make me be able to battle other people.
Oh no!
It should make me sick of myself and my heart broken for my neighbors, my family.
You're right.
We're preaching the Word of God here, but not to have a big head, but to have a big heart.
Yes.
Weep for their spiritual blindness. but now they are hid from thine eyes. Verse 42.
Oh, God, help us.
He said, you're blind. You cannot see. Weep because I can stand behind this pulpit and scratch with my nails all the way down to the bottom, but it won't be enough to open their eyes.
No, that's right.
They cannot see because they will not see, and they will not see because they do not want to see, and they will not want to see unless God begins to work on their heart and open up the mind that's been blinded by Satan so they can see. We're preaching to people this morning. You're lost and not saved. You're resistant. You don't want the power and the mercy of God because you don't believe you need it. You do not desire it because you think you are right. And the only hope, my brothers and sisters, is to kneel this altar and pray, is that the Holy Holy Ghost opens up their eyes.
Amen.
But they will not see unless we see our God more clearly and ourselves more clearly.
Amen.
God will not save when the church has unconfessed
sin.
Right.
No,
I promise you, He will not do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Weep for their spiritual blindness.
That's right.
I've had it sit with my sister. I can't just go down there, convince her about the evidences of God's creation. It's not going to work.
God's got to do it.
God must supernaturally open up her mind.
That's right.
Amen.
And you pray and you pray and you pray, and it doesn't happen. You begin to get hardened. We need God to soften and with the two-edged sword prick our hearts to bleed with conviction and repentance and love again.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
Amen.
So true, son.
Why did the two-edged sword have to prick their hearts next to? So it would bleed with feeling and awareness of what God was doing. And so many of us, we don't move, we do nothing, because our hearts don't bleed with what it should bleed. And the two-edged sword of the Word has to cut down our heart until we feel again.
God have mercy on us.
You're right. So last verse I want to read. James chapter 4.
Tell it, brother.
Some of you right now, there's no feeling.
No, I have feeling.
My God, I can't even hardly look at my eyes and look in some of your eyes.
That's right.
Because when I look in your eyes, I know what's in mine.
Mm-hmm.
A dry,
unpassioned
heart. Our eyes are dry because our heart's dry.
Yeah. Amen.
Are we too big to cry?
Oh, yeah.
Are we too big to weep?
Yeah.
Are we too big to gush out of our soul?
Yeah.
Before God?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to be hardened and uncompassionate.
Seriously.
Useless beings. And die a wasted life. Are you too tough to cry, man?
Oh, yeah.
Are you too tough to cry, woman?
Yeah.
Are you too hardened?
Yeah.
I've been. Oh, I've been. You walk these streets and you no longer love the people on the side.
Oh, yes. So true.
God is sick of our prayers of praying for the lost when we don't love them.
That's right. That's right.
What's going on outside these doors right now while the snow's falling and hitting the ground? Children are being molested, drugs and needles laying in the floors. People staying at church so they need the Word of God. That's what's happening outside these doors. God forbid that I push my hand on that door handle again and walk out of here without my heart broken before God.
Amen.
I'm scared to walk out of here anymore like that.
Yes. You're right.
You say you're just trying to be a depressing preacher? No.
No, you're telling the truth.
Tell the truth, brother. Kind of help us.
James 4, 9 and 10. Be afflicted and mourn.
Mourn.
And weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He shall lift you up.
Amen.
Stop with the jokes.
Yes.
Stop playing around.
Yes.
Stop with the apathy.
Yes.
Cut out the lack of concern. Cut out the numbness.
Yes.
Lose the smirk.
Yes.
Lose the smile. It's no time to smile. It's no time to laugh. It's no time to joke. Lose it.
No.
I'm tired of laughing and kicking at my feet, playing like the children in the marketplace, while my neighbors are going hand in hand to hell.
Oh, God, yeah.
be afflicted and mourn. There's a time for joy. There's a time to rejoice. There's a time to waver, to raise our hands. But we will never be in the state of victory and rejoicing until we have well wept for what needs to be wept for.
Oh, yes.
God's not going to let us.
Mm-mm.
Until we weep for ourselves. We weep for this false religious system and stop being angry about it and start weeping over it.
Yes, sir.
And we weep for what our community doesn't possess. And we weep for their spiritual blindness.
Amen.
You say when? Right now.
Amen.
Right now. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time, not tomorrow. Because the reality of it is there are people sitting inside of this church. If you're not saved today, you'll never be saved.
That's right. Sure may be, brother.
If you don't hear today, you will die damned.
That's right, brother. You're right.
You say, don't preach like that. I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway.
That's right, brother.
That's true, brother. That's good preaching.
True.
Because I'm tired of carrying this Bible in my hand and not having a little God in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Amen, brother.
I'm tired of standing and waiting on a good job and an amen. I want to see dead people raised to life.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I need to weep.
Yes,
we need to weep this morning.
We'll all weep, brother.
Amen. Wonderful message.